Greetings and welcome to another episode in the segment we're doing, the seven hermetic principles. Today we will be discussing the principle of rhythm. Everything flows out and in. Everything has its tides. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swing manifests in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. The Kabbalion. The great fifth hermetic principle, the principle of rhythm, embodies the truth that in everything there is manifested a measured motion, a to and from movement, a flow and inflow, a swing forward and backward, a pendulum-like movement, a tide-like ebb and flow, a high tide and low tide, between the two poles manifest on the physical, mental, or spiritual planes. The principle of rhythm is closely connected with the principle of polarity described in the previous cast. Rhythm manifests between the two poles established by the principle of polarity. This does not mean, however, that the pendulum of rhythm swings to the extreme poles, for this rarely happens. In fact, it is difficult to establish the extreme polar opposites in the majority of cases, but the swing is ever toward first one pole and then the other. There is always an action and reaction, an advance and a retreat, a rising and a sinking, manifested in all of the airs and phenomena of the universe. Suns, worlds, men, animals, plants, minerals, forces, energy, mind, and matter. Yes, even spirit manifests this principle. The principle manifests in the creation and destruction of worlds, in the rise and fall of nations, in the life history of all things, and finally in the mental states of man. Beginning with the manifestation of spirit, of the all, it will be noticed that there is ever the outpouring and the indrawing, the outbreathing and inbreathing of the all. Universes are created, reach their extreme low point of materiality, and then begin their upward swing. Suns spring into being, and then their height of power being reached, the process of retrogression begins, and after eons they become dead masses of matter, awaiting another impulse which will start again their inner energies into activity, and a new solar life cycle is begun. And thus it is with all the worlds. They are born, grow, and die, only to be reborn. And thus it is with all things of shape and form. They swing from action to reaction, from birth to death, from activity to inactivity, and then back again. Thus it is with all living things. They are born, grow, and die, and then are reborn. So it is with all great movements, philosophies, creeds, fashions, governments, nations, and all else. Birth, growth, maturity, decadence, death, and then new birth. The swing of the pendulum is ever in evidence. Night follows day, and day night. The pendulum swings from summer to winter, and then back again. The corpuscles, atoms, molecules, and all masses of matter swing around the circle of their nature. There is no such thing as absolute rest or cessation from movement, and all movement partakes of rhythm. The principle is of universal application. It may be applied to any question or phenomena of any of the many planes of life. It may be applied to all phases of human activity. There is always rhythm swinging from one pole to the other. The universal pendulum is ever in motion. The tides of life flow in and out according to the law. The principles of rhythm is well understood by modern science and is considered a universal law as applied to material things. But the Hermeticists carry the principle much further and know that its manifestation and influence extend to the mental activities of man, and that it accounts for the bewildering succession of moods, feelings, and other annoying and perplexing changes that we notice in ourselves. But the Hermeticists, by studying the operation of this principle, have learned to escape some of its activities by transmutation. The Master has long since discovered that while the principle of rhythm was invariable and ever in evidence in mental phenomena, still there were two planes of its manifestation as far as mental phenomena are concerned. They discovered that there were two general planes of consciousness, the lower and the higher, the understanding of which fact enabled them to rise to the higher plane and thus escape the swing of the rhythmic pendulum, which manifested on the lower plane. In other words, the swing of the pendulum occurred on the unconscious plane, and the consciousness was not affected. This they call the law of neutralization. Its operation consists in the raising in the raising of the ego above their vibrations of the unconscious plane of mental activity, so that the negative swing of the pendulum is not manifested in consciousness, and therefore they are not affected. It is akin to rising above a thing and letting it pass beneath you. The master or advanced student polarizes himself at the desired pole, and by a process akin to refusing to participate in the backward swing, or if you prefer, a denial of its influence over him, he stands firm in his polarized position and allows the mental pendulum to swing back along the unconscious plane. All individuals who have attained any degree of self-mastery accomplish this, more or less unknowingly, and by refusing to allow their moods and negative mental states to affect them. They apply the law of neutralization. The master, however, carries this to a much higher degree of proficiency, and by the use of his will attain a degree of poise and mental firmness almost impossible of belief on the part of those who allow themselves to be swung backward and forward by the mental pendulum of moods and feelings. The importance of this will be appreciated by any thinking person who realizes what creature of moods, feelings, and emotion the majority of people are, and how little mastery of themselves they manifest. If you will stop and consider a moment, you will realize how much these swings of rhythm have affected you in your life, how a period of enthusiasm has been invariably followed by an opposite feeling and mood of depression. Likewise, your moods and periods of courage have been succeeded by equal moods of fear. And so it has ever been with the majority of persons. Tides of feelings have ever risen and fallen with them, but they have never suspected the cause or reason of the mental phenomena. An understanding of the workings of the principle will give one the key to the mastery of these rhythmic swings of feelings, and will enable him to know himself better and to avoid being carried away by these inflows and outflows. The will is superior to the conscious manifestation of this principle. Although the principle itself can never be destroyed, we may escape its effects by the principle. But the principle operates nevertheless. The pendulum ever swings, although we may escape being carried along with it. So, the principle of rhythm. This is one of the major principles of which our Kemetian ancestors had used and to foretell the future of. Basically, everything that's happening to us right now was foretold long ago in Kemet because of this principle. Because Kemet had risen so high, right? Then the rhythm of the pendulum swing is going to swing it back to what? So low. And look at the Kemetians now. We are slaves. We are oppressed. We are murdered, beat, killed. We are subjugated. And this is all in the rhythm. Why we're stuck in it is because we have not learned to master the principle of rhythm. Once we learn to master this principle, then we can then avoid the negative traps and programs that they have set in place to keep us down, because we will be able to control our mental, and that is all. That is the most important, because the mental controls everything in this dimension universe inside the mind of the all. So know yourself, be mindful, study these principles. Ashe.